Audio tour stop number 17, Morris Mountain, searching for Sasquatch. The Uaris garnered some national attention in 2012 as a site for Animal Planet's search for Bigfoot. Whether you believe in the possibility or not, there are many folks who think the Uaris are a location prime for searching for this mystical creature. Amongst Bigfoot hunters, Morris Mountain is one of the prime searching spots. Local Ruth Ann Grissom writes from an interesting perspective when it comes to the quest for Bigfoot. The recent hoopla over the hunt for the legendary creature in the Uaris has been a fun diversion, a topic of conversation with our neighbors, or a reason to go for a hike on a sunny afternoon with camera crews from Animal Planet. I'm all in favor of anything that gets hundreds of people into the woods with their imaginations running wild. I've been startled by redwood trees lurching from the woods at dusk. Sprawling limbs laden with shaggy brown pods can look eerily similar to hairy Sasquatch arms. As much as I love the line of reasoning, one local shared with the local paper, the Montgomery Herald, if there was a Bigfoot in the forest, he'd already be mounted on some guy's wall. I couldn't resist the urge to poke holes in his theory, but what if he hibernates during deer season? As another local told the Asheboro's Courier Tribune, nobody has proved there is one, and nobody has proved there's not. I've come to see this hunt for a Bigfoot as a testament to the allure of the Uaris. Even in our fractured Piedmont, these mountains remain mysterious. I'm heartened that people believe this region is big and wild enough to encompass something so improbable. It takes my frustration at what is unknown, turns it on its head, and reveals in it. Instead of anger, it manifests as hope. It makes me want to join them, to entertain the possibility that Bigfoot might exist in the Uaris. A track, a missing Zagnut, a blurry image, a hank of hair. These bits of evidence are irrelevant. Bigfoot is out there, in the landscape of our dreams.